Listen, did you know that a pig can orgasm for 4 hours? Now you do.
Have you ever wondered what your favorite social media personalities think about going viral, their followers, or being considered an influencer? Wonder no more. Abby, Jean, and Nate welcome popular influencers to chat about all things social media, what real life is like, and more. Let's take a peek behind the upload. And now, Abby, Jean, and my favorite ginger, Nate.
Hi, Nate.
Hi, friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I love our new intro.
Oh, I have something funny about that.
Tell me.
I promised myself that I was gonna describe to you in my head what I thought Kelsey looked like.
Okay. Yes.
Before I looked, but I had to look.
And was it close?
I was way off.
Really?
No, I was way off. Okay. I imagined like shoulder length brown hair with like very similar to your glasses, but like a little bit smaller.
Interesting.
Like a small person. Features. I don't know.
Yeah. And totally opposite.
Yes. So then, but you tagged her.
Yeah.
You tagged her in our post. So I immediately hit it and
yes,
followed and scrolled
course.
Forever. And yeah. I was like, oh, I love her.
She's so fun. My bestie, Kelsey.
She's amazing.
Yeah. She's like hilarious too. And just kind of like awkward, but in like the most funny, lovable way.
So good.
She's on a morning show here in Ohio but they syndicate to other cities like nationwide. So we, you know, we're thinking about redoing our intro. So I texted her and she was like, yes, immediately.
Yeah.
And sent us some funny things. So thanks, Kels. I love the way it sounds.
It sounds so good.
Yeah.
So good. I love that.
A little upgrade. It's funny how we like are just learning and evolving already. And
I know.
Just kind of doing new different things.
It was so funny. While I was at work yesterday, two very random people, very, very random people were like, congratulations on your podcast. And I
really?
Was like, didn't know they followed me anywhere.
Amazing.
And I was like, thank you. How did you find it?
Right.
And they were just like, oh, I saw it on your Facebook. And I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. Like demographic wise, shocking.
It's funny. You just never know who listens or.
No.
I have a question because sometimes I feel like an old dinosaur when I'm scrolling TikTok. Like, what is Chugi? Do you?
Oh my God.
Is this
God.
A thing?
What okay. I am Chugi.
Okay.
Okay.
You're a lot of things.
Like,
though.
I know, but like, so imagine like me with the double G Gucci belt, my never full bag, and my Tory Burch flip flops.
Got it.
It's like
basic.
I think it's like a different way of saying like basic.
Okay. Is it like
but also,
negative kind of?
Some people get really offended. I think it's hilarious because it's just like true.
Yeah.
We should, I'm going to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Chugi.
Is that, am I saying it right?
Chugi. Yeah, Chugi. I made a video that was like, here's my list of things that I think are Chugi. And then I just had a number one behind it and it said me. Coined in 2013, the term is commonly claimed to have been popularized by Generation Z as a I sound like an idiot. pejorative.
Okay, is this Urban Dictionary?
My gosh, no, I'm just wait to describe lifestyle trends associated with the early 2010s and millennials. The aesthetic has been described as the opposite of trendy or trying hard. So like the things that come up are like the live, laugh, love signs, Ugg boots, Ray Dunn.
Got it. So also, what about bet?
No, I don't even get me started on this. I refuse to use it. I refuse
no.
to. The only context I have in real life is like we were having a sale at work. We were having a sale. And I said, like, oh, actually today it was like a buy one, get one. And they were like, that.
Oh, fuck.
And I just said, like, would you, do you want to,
what does that
mean? Do you
want
to do it? Do you want to buy it and get one free? Bet.
Yeah. It's, what is it? Like, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Yes, please.
Cool, dude.
Bet. I have a question, actually. You might know this, but I don't get, what is simping?
Simping. Oh.
Like when they say like, I'm a simp.
I'm a simp. Yeah. It's like, I think it's like fuck boy. Simple minded, like.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Simping? I thought it meant like obsessed. Like if I'm simping, I'm like obsessed with them.
Let's see.
Oh my God, are we 100?
Yeah, I told you. Like I can't even follow things sometimes.
Simp is a slang insult for men who are seen as too attentive and submissive to a woman.
Right, like a fuckboy.
I hate that.
Yeah. And Urban Dictionary says simping is when you infatuate over women, allowing them to take over your mind and cause you to do things for them that you wouldn't normally do. So like mindless, just like servant style partner.
Are we all okay?
I don't know. Oh my God. This is our culture now.
Oh, it's terrible. A simp is someone who will do anything to get a girl's attention.
Bet.
Insult bet.
Bet.
And then they pay with their Cash App or their Venmo card, period.
Keeping in the theme of show evolution and new things, we're going to try something new. I'm nervous.
You are?
Kind of.
Why?
Because, I don't know. So we're going to do like dad jokes. We considered calling it mom jokes and to see if who can make each other laugh first. You've seen it on other shows. I think Jimmy Fallon does it. But I think it makes good audio. So I want to do our own version of it. I got a couple of my jokes on TikTok. So I'm nervous that you've already seen them.
Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. Okay, so wait. The goal is to not laugh, right?
Yes.
And if we do, we lose.
Okay.
And if you've heard it before, stop the person, because that's not fair. What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
What is the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
Correct.
What?
You can't hear an enzyme.
Oh, that took me a minute, but the second it clicked, I was like, damn, that's good. Oh my God. A hormone.
You can't hear a hormone.
Oh, I literally was breaking down the words in my head, like
enzyme.
Enzyme. Oh my gosh, that was good. I want to just be like, you win.
I know, but we can't. You got to do a couple at least.
Now I'm insecure. Mine aren't that good. Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why is Peter Pan always flying? His panties are too tight.
No.
Why?
It would be a reason. Because he never lands. I'm literally never gonna not tell that joke that you said.
It's so good, right? It's easy to remember.
It's easy to remember, and I feel like it will take, it took me like 3 seconds.
Which I love that kind of joke where you have to like.
Oh, but then it really tickled my pickle.
It sure did. I have one more.
Okay.
Did you know that pigeons die after sex?
I didn't.
Well, the one I fucked did.
Yeah.
Listen, I came prepared. Don't give me a challenge. Fuck? Do not give me a challenge. God.
What? Who is this? Who are you?
I know, totally like not my kind of humor, but
that's what I was fully ready, willing to say, like Santa dad jokes. Oh my God.
No, I go.
Okay. I have one more. Bet.
Okay. Okay. Give it to me.
Okay. How do you make a pool table laugh?
Tickle its balls.
Yes. What?
I knew it was balls related somehow.
Oh my gosh. I for some reason knew you were going to get one of them.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Tickle its balls.
Tickle its balls. It was right there. It was right there for you.
Yeah. I think we know who the winner of this round is.
Oh gosh. Oh. That was so good. That was so good.
Oh my God. How fun.
You can't hear enzymes.
No, you cannot.
Oh, I love that. I love the randomness of that.
So it's fun.
The chaos I'm here for.
Yes.
Speaking of randomness.
Yes.
I'm so excited about our next guest.
Maybe we should run some of our jokes past him.
I mean, I think he's like the king right. of like the funny one-liners, man.
One-liners, random info.
I gotta know if he fact checks all this.
Right.
And I just think it's funny because now that like I followed him for a little bit, I see it coming just because the video that I'm seeing like would not have been on my For You page.
Right.
And he gives us that one, like if it was any longer, I feel like we would scroll.
Yeah.
But it's that perfect amount of time.
Yeah. You know how you can like slide to choose what part of the video you're going to stitch? Like that's part of the magic. That's like part of what makes it so good is it's so perfectly timed.
Because you're like almost, almost ready to leave. And then there he is. There he is.
I love it.
Justin sliding in. I feel like his account like blew up. Like we've seen like in the last month or so, some accounts blow up, but his was like very fast.
Within months. He's over 3 million in a few months, which is bonkers. Crazy.
I know.
I did see him on a live though, not long ago too. And he was talking about just that, like the absolute crazy growth over, you know, less than a 2 month period. And, you know, of course with the good comes the bad. And he was talking a little about, you know, the haters and not everyone's going to love your comment and the haters going to hate. So I definitely want to get into that with him too. The like
funny
almost like
side.
the criticizing part of it and almost having to like defend yourself in a way.
Well, and it's so crazy because when you look at his content, you're like, nothing to be mad at here.
No, it's simple. It's fun. It's not problematic. People can always find something though. And I feel like based on what he said on that live, like he's going through something or like people are, you know, coming after him in some way. So definitely want to talk about that.
Yeah. It's crazy too, because like I feel like that is just something so important to talk about too.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know. I really feel strongly about like you could say how you were going to deal with something, but until you're in the thick of it, I really don't think people can understand.
Yeah. And it's a personal attack any way you look at it.
Yeah. And it's hard to deal with that. So, that's interesting. I'm excited. I want to, well, it's terrible, but I want to talk to him about it.
Right. Terrible, but I think relatable to content creators and people that, you know, gain this notoriety and I'm sure others can relate. He's also a do-gooder and 'tis the season, right? So we're filming this mid-December and he's kind of in the midst right now of raising money for families to have a good Christmas. I just checked it before we logged on. He's up over $21,000. So
wow.
Doing lots of good out there as well.
And that's like, honestly, one of my favorite things about social media is if you have a huge platform and you completely step away for, even if it's, again, one video,
yeah,
you completely step away and you just state, I have this platform. I would like to do something good. Let's all do this together. And then like, boom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like he really did. He stepped away for just that 1 second and said like, all right, everybody, this is what we need to do. Let's help. Let's go for it. And he's doing it. $21,000. That's insane.
Come on. Let's take a peek behind the upload with Justin Danger Nunley.
Justin Danger Nunley.
Let's kick it.
Let's kick it. If you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
It's also the easiest way to distribute your podcast to platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, and many more. The best part about Anchor, it's all free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Say it all with Anchor.
We have a very special guest today.
So fun.
Which, so fun. Everybody knows him, man. Everybody sees him on the feed. He jumps in. He slides in right when we least expect him.
Listen, did you know?
There he is.
That George Washington grew cannabis on his Mount Vernon estate? Now you do.
Now you do.
Now you do.
Oh, I love it.
I'm so conditioned now that even when they're like a ridiculous video starts out, I'm expecting you to pop in, even if it's not your stitch. And I'm like, damn it.
I've seriously started to change my profile picture about every week. Sometimes just bring it completely down and just go with the blank profile picture just to keep people thrown off.
That's really smart.
Yeah. Totally.
That's really smart. Cause I do the same thing when I'm watching a video and I'm like, this can't be real. And then I'm like, boom, there he is. I'm like, all right, cool. We just want to talk and kind of hear about your journey on TikTok. If you've been on other social media platforms, where it started and how we got to where we are now. You have a huge following, which is incredible. And, you know, the people love you, man. They love you. You're making people laugh.
Not everybody, but...
I know.
Haters be hating, right?
Haters gonna hate. But we're just going to invite you. Why don't you start wherever you want to start and kind of guide us through your journey on social media.
I downloaded TikTok last year during the quarantine, and I was scrolling through the For You page. I wasn't really even planning on making content, but somebody like me, you can't stay away from it for too long. So I was scrolling through the For You page. I'd seen some people telling jokes. I was like, I can do that better, right? So I started doing jokes with my wife, and our tagline became, hey, Crystal, you want to hear a joke? And she'd always say, nope, not really. And I would always say, I don't care, right? And then tell her the joke anyways. Of course, with comedy can be very subjective. So I caught a few content violations, right? And I wound up getting my main account banned mid-September, I guess. And I had just found my niche and I had just started exploding. I was sitting at about 600,000 followers at the time. And when my account got banned, instead of like sitting around and posting videos saying, please give me my account back, y'all start a hashtag for me.
Yeah.
I put my head down and I went to work. And then a month later, I was sitting with 3 million followers on one account and then almost 2 million on another account. So,
wow.
And it's literally all from just stitching. I saw a video on TikTok that TikTok did for the guy that does the simple videos where he's just, you know, and TikTok was congratulating him for, you know, all of his followers because he's got a ton of followers. And they said, you know, he did all this by keeping it simple. So I said, okay, let's keep it simple then. So I started stitching videos and a girl asked, you know, serious question, how do you throw a punch? And I said, with your hand. Listen, did you know? And that's just, you know, what is one thing that is, can you name one thing that's not in the Bible? Pizza. Listen, did you know? Right. So I just took TikTok's advice and kept it simple and it worked. So There's a lot to be said for keeping it simple.
I think the algorithm really loves too when you use the particular features of any platform. So, you know, TikTok wants to see you use the Stitch and use the Duet. Where do you get your genius bits of information from?
Really, so when I first started, I was using the internet, right?
Yeah.
And as it kind of evolved, I was like, I really need to move away from the internet because it's not really that hard to figure out where my source of information is coming from, right? Yeah. A quick Google search will let you know. So I've invested in a few books, okay? It's the first books I've ever read in my life. I'm from Alabama, and I'm proud of it, Roll Tide. So I finally started reading my first books ever. And so I get all my information from there, although I do have to fact check because those books have let me down a couple times. And after one or two bits of false information, I said, I'm going to verify all this before I post it now. So
you can say that all of the facts are 100% true.
I could totally see that as a business venture. Justin Nunley's
book of facts. Useless
information, right?
Stay tuned. It may already be in the
works. Oh, that's badass.
There's a couple of big things in the works that's really, really cool that I never would have imagined would have happened, but is actually happening. So
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I don't know. I've strapped in for the ride and we'll see where it takes me.
Yeah, amazing. I love that. So let's talk about that a little more. Just being able to capitalize on striking when the iron's hot and not missing that opportunity to look at it from a business standpoint and to be able to turn it into something bigger than just videos on a social media app.
I don't force anything, right? So I don't reach out to brands. I don't reach out to companies. I let them approach me. When they approach me, the answer is always yes, unless it's not a good fit or something like that, or something's weird, something's off or whatever. I've had like a couple cannabis companies want to reach out to me and partner up. And I'm like, I can't do that. You know, I don't know if you know, but I'm active duty military. I can't invest in cannabis. I can't, you know, in cannabis stocks, obviously I can't, you know, I can't use it. And I also can't advertise it. So that's one venture that I'm just not able to do. And I've had to explain that to them.
Got it.
Yeah.
Are there any other restrictions related to your active duty?
Not really, because I don't post anything in uniform, right? So that's one thing, one of the biggest things. Like I'm able to kind of have creative ability over everything, so long as I don't portray, you know, I'm speaking for the Department of Defense or, you know, the branch that I'm in.
Got it.
Yeah. What does your wife think of all of this? Because she was in the videos in the beginning.
She was, and you know, we still have a series going with her in it. I don't know if y'all have seen them. It's me knocking on her door at work.
Oh, yes.
She's a school teacher. She's a very smart woman. She's got a master's degree through Ole Miss. Amazing. And very smart woman, a great person. She's, you know, salt of the earth people. I couldn't ask for better. But but she teaches VPK. She loves that age group. She loves, you know, molding the little minds. I don't know how she has the patience for it. Maybe living with me all these years has helped her along there. I have a series with her where, you know, I knock on her door and I'll either give her a fun fact and say, and you call yourself an educator, or, you know, I'll ask her something to set myself up for her to roast on me or whatever. Yeah. So it works out. She enjoys it. She thinks it's all still pretty weird and wild with all the stuff that's happening. But we both just strap in and we're along for the ride. One of the best pieces of advice I ever got about TikTok was, you know, with this app, you're one post away from 20 million followers or getting your account permanently removed. Act accordingly. And it really is. It really is. So we're along for the ride, because what's here today may be gone tomorrow. So we're having a good time with it. It's wild. It really is.
It's wild. It's wild. How do you schedule to like maintain posting on all of those platforms, Instagram and to TikTok? So that seems like, you know, a lot of posting. Do you have a schedule? Do you plan it out? Is it very much casual kind of?
Abby Jean, I have got the worst ADD you have ever seen in your life. There is no scheduling anything with me. Okay. I'll scroll the For You page. And if I see something that needs to be stitched, I stitch it right then and there. That's one thing that I have never, here's one of my biggest things. My advice to creators is I have never worried about when I post. I do not use hashtags. You'll look through my page. I've never used a hashtag on this page. I don't worry about when I post. I have the theory that if you post good content, it's going to the For You page. You know, and if it's good enough content, it's going viral, right? So if you're not getting a lot of views or, you know, you're not getting a lot of interaction, you're not shadow banned. Your content sucks. I mean, I'm telling you, I have posted things in the middle of the night. I work midnight shift and I posted things in the middle of the night and I'm like, this is good content. And it goes viral. It doesn't matter. You know, it's going to get pushed if it's good.
Have you seen anyone come out of the woodwork sort of since your notoriety? Yeah. People from the past, cousin who wants money, anyone come out of the woodwork?
Oh my God. Yes. I have got so many because I had to lock my Facebook completely down because there's some weirdos out there, right? Yeah. Like, and I mean like straight weirdos, sociopathic people that only want to just try to dig up as much as they can on you and paint you in a bad light. So I had to lock everything down. So you wouldn't believe the amount of like people that I have not interacted with in 15 years are sending me, you know, friend requests. And they're like, hey, buddy, I ain't seen you in forever. Yeah. I'm like, where were you at 6 months ago? You know, remember this one time in middle school?
Middle school.
When we're on the throwing playground. Rocks at cars.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so fun, man.
Mrs. Thompson, it was not me that hit your car with the rock, if you're listening.
It's a true story.
It was James. Exclusive.
Exclusive. It was James.
James did it.
That's two exclusives we've gotten, Abby.
Yeah, that's good.
What are some of the super positives that have come out of social media for you? And then maybe on the same token, some of the negative things that's come out on social media for you?
The positive definitely outweighs the negative, right? It's very easy. It's very easy as a human being to only let the negative affect you, right? You can have 1,000 positive comments and you as a human being focus on the 10 negative ones, the 10 that are like attacking you and everything else. I grew up in a different generation, right? So I've had to recondition myself a little bit to get back to the, I don't care. You know, people, I have learned quickly that no matter what I do, there are going to be some people that are not going to love me. And I'm okay with that because that's just what it is. There was some people that did not like Michael Jordan when he played for the Bulls. Mind blowing, right? But some people didn't. Some people like Charles Barkley better or whatever, for whatever reason. But the positive that's came out of it is like the tight knit circles, the comedians, you know, all the funny people on TikTok. It's and not even on TikTok, but like famous comedians that I have become friends with that have reached out to me and they're like, you know, hey, here's my phone number. Call me if you need anything. Like I was just texting with a very famous comedian earlier today. And we were talking about some of this stuff and he was like, man, just keep your head up. You're good. Just keep grinding. Don't let it get to you or anything. Because you know, with what I'm doing and, anybody who gains a following, they're going to have haters, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to get haters for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't know what people's, motive. I think I know what people's motive with it is, but it comes from a place of not love. It definitely, you know, they say that, you know, hurt people.
Right.
But that's like the biggest thing in cancel culture. Oh my God. You know, you've got, like I said earlier, comedy is very subjective. And it's very easy to, I guess it's very easy for some people to watch, you know, a 15-second video and judge an entire person by one punchline. Even though it may be a funny punchline, they get the joke. They understand it's a joke. But all people really want to do is just down you and not want you to have any success.
I think part of the cancel culture and those people who do that, I think they especially like when someone kind of shoots to the success, they kind of want to be a part of it, even if it's in a negative way.
100%. Yeah. I mean, you're always going to have a villain. And for whatever reason, I don't know why people always want to go against other people, but that's what some people do. Some people want to be that guy to go against what everybody else is rooting for. So,
mm-hmm. Right. I think it stands too if we give them the power or not, and you know, let them use that platform or not.
I don't. That is my biggest thing. I do not respond to any hate. People can, I have fully adopted the fact you can say whatever you want to about me. You can call me whatever vile name you want to call me. I don't care. Because at the end of the day, I can go to bed knowing what type of person I am and what's in my heart. I could care less. And I've said it before on my page. I don't care, you know, what your race is, what your gender is, what you identify as, your sexual orientation, religion. I don't care. That does not matter to me. That's not what defines you. What defines you is what's in your heart and the content of your character. But people always want to assume things about people. I'm at the worst place possible. I am a straight white man with a Southern accent. So people, I understand that people are going to assume a lot about me because the stereotype is there. And these are the people that are the quickest to say we shouldn't judge people based on stereotypes. But then I have to deal with it every day from those same people. And you shouldn't believe, there's an old saying, and I never really understood it until recently, that you should only believe about half of what you see and none of what you hear. You should verify everything, right? If you find a creator that is getting called, you know, a racist, a homophobic, transphobic, bigot, why don't you go look for proof of it? And I'm not talking about proof of like edited videos of like people just pulling, you know, pulling the person's punchline and not showing the setup of the joke. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like, go see if that creator has ever said anything demeaning towards a race of people or a just a whole group of people that is not like them. Go find that. And then if you do find that, sure, go give all the hate you can. But to hate on somebody just because you have somebody sitting there saying this person is this without any proof, you're just as bad as that person.
Part of it too is that a lot of times, like the cancel culture thing, a lot of times people will grab onto something like that and they will just roll with it, like you said, without kind of doing their own research. And I've seen both outcomes come to fruition where, you know, the allegations and all the things weren't true. And it was just someone attacking another person, which is insane that someone would even have that amount of time on their hands to do that.
But in public perception, that person's good name is done. Like it doesn't, you know, it's like a retraction never gets the attention that the original article got, period. Yeah. People are always going to assume something about you, you know? Like you said earlier, I do not respond to haters. I don't respond to anybody that has something negative to say because I try to be positive, right? I am not going to give that person my platform to spew their hate, a platform that I have created to spread positivity and make people laugh. Because the fact of the matter is, I'm not here to become rich and famous. I could care less. I've been poor my whole life. I do not care. Okay. Money does not matter to me. I don't care about fame or anything like that. What I care about is I genuinely care about people. Everybody, we're all locked in this human experience together. We all have bad days. Some people have bad lives. I will be the first to say that I am more privileged than some other people, right? I have followers from all over the world in some countries to where it seriously makes my heart hurt and makes me want to cry for those people because of what they have to live in and have to endure day in and day out. If I can put a smile on those people's face for 10 seconds a day, then that's what my goal here is in life, is to make other people happy and distract them from their everyday life.
You take these videos that were not like every time I've kind of gotten to know that you're coming, if it's not part of my algorithm, I'm like, why is this on here? And then I'm like, there he is.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, it enhances the punchline for me even more. So I think you're doing exactly what you said. You know, you're making a small part of these people's lives or days just that much brighter and a little bit more funny. So I think you're doing a great job of that.
Thank you, Abby Jean. By the way, I've got to ask, Abby Jean, is that, are you, Is that a Southern name? Like Abby Jean. Get in the house, Abby Jean.
Get your ass inside. Help stirring that moonshine.
get your ass in here with the dogs. Get your ass
in here. It's so funny because everyone always, they're like, oh, Abby Jean, like, you know, where are you from? And I'm like, up by Canada in Vermont. Like, what?
Hey, are there any creators that you are like dying to collaborate with, or who are you going to check out their content every morning?
Savage Mom Life, me and her become really good friends. Goose, I don't know if you know Goose. Goose is an awesome creator. I like Dane the Great, the Southern Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The circle gets like bigger and bigger every day. And it's like really cool because it's like a bunch of positive creators, you know?
Yeah.
It's wild. Absolutely wild. Officer Udi, he's a good dude. Yeah. Scott D. Henry, love Scott to death. Mm-hmm. Me and him talked on the phone a couple times. Awesome guy.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
If I don't mention Natalie, okay. Lord have mercy. If I don't mention Natalie, you know, the woman with all the sports jerseys that I wished I had. If I don't mention her, she's another one that I really look up to. I really respect her a lot as a creator. Me and her help each other a good bit. She's a genuinely like great person with a good heart.
Yeah. Do you find yourself like going to them when you either have an idea or you're having a hard time? Like, do you reach mm-hmm. out to them to kind of make it feel, because sometimes social media can feel so untangible and weird that I find mm-hmm. when I talk about it, that's part of the reason we wanted to do this podcast. It makes me feel more comfort and normal knowing that other people are experiencing what I'm experiencing. Do you reach out to people to kind of feel that camaraderie mm-hmm. in it?
Right. Me and Heather Savage Momloff, we talked on the phone for like an hour this morning after I got off my live, just talking about some of this stuff that we've been talking about, you know, and just trying to, cause she's been through it before. Every big creator has been through it. People throwing just wild allegations and calling you all kind of nasty names, even though you know it's not true. And the people around you know it's not true. It's still hurtful. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it is hurtful for somebody to attack your character. And you know it's 100% not true. But these people, they don't know you. That's why it's really important to kind of get to know somebody and know where they're coming from before you throw everything out there.
Right.
And this is all still new to me. You got to realize, like, you know, a month and a half ago, I was sitting with a 600,000, you know, follower account, which is, you know, a decent size account, you know, and then I turned myself into basically a trend. And
yeah, yeah.
So it's wild. Yeah. I got a lot of attention over the past month and, you know, most of it very, very positive. And I've met some awesome people out of it, but then some of it's very negative too, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely really hard to navigate through because I saw a thing somewhere where it's like for every 10 positive comment, like there's that one negative, and that one negative for some reason just like shines out so much brighter than the 10 positive ones. But mm-hmm. I think that's just us as human beings. That's how we're conditioned. I can't imagine that growth in a month though.
It's wild.
Part of the reason maybe it's feeling a little so wild. I mean, I obviously don't know. That's crazy.
Completely. Well,
when I was in the people. Oh, when I was in the thick of it, like I was like, what is going on right now? Like, you know, and now I've had a little bit of a slowdown, you know. I have a growth strategist at TikTok, right? So I can reach out to him if I have questions and everything. And that's one thing that I've asked him because my growth has slowed down, right? And so I said, hey, I said, can you look at my analytics and tell me, you know, what you think's going on? He's like, no. Like, we all knew this was going to happen, right? It happens to everybody. You're going to have a huge explosive growth and then it's going to slow down and then it's going to gain steam again and you're going to fly right back up, right? So
that's it's cool. Easy. You've got an inside strategist at TikTok?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love that. So does TikTok reach out to you once you hit a certain level with some additional resources, or how does that work?
I don't think that they reach out to you when you hit a certain level. I was never really explained to how they determine which creators that they put in this program. I think it has to do with like explosive growth, right? Because I've known several other creators that have benefited from this and been blessed with it. But I think it has to do with growth and not really just size, because I know some creators that are bigger than me that have never had it.
And you also have to take into consideration, like, you, TikTok is essentially the only platform where you've created a following other than probably like a personal Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That and Instagram. So it's like really good. It's really smart on TikTok's part, because, you know, not really so much with me, because, you know, I'm 38 years old. I'm a little bit more weathered, if you will. I'm comfortable in my own skin, and I'm not going to let somebody else dictate what I do. And I'm not going to give somebody else my platform, and I'm not going to constantly go after people, because, you know, that's not what the big dogs do. Right.
Yeah.
But you've got young people that can create a following very fast, and they're not mature enough and comfortable enough in their own skin to where they can handle the pressure. And I think it's really good on TikTok's part, because, you know, it can take its toll on you, taking all the heat and taking all the hate. Like, it can mentally take a toll on you. Me, I don't care. You can say whatever you want to about me. I've been called everything but a child of God. My favorite comeback to them is, yeah, I've been called worse by better. You know, it doesn't matter to me.
But I guess, like, my point was, I think, I could be wrong, that a lot of people who were big on Instagram have that like crossover where they tell their Instagram people to come over to TikTok. Mm-hmm. When you find yourself like never being in the influencer world, TikTok is the place where you can go from 0 to 100 like that. Even like for me, I mean, I have a very small following compared to you, but it happened so fast that I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And you're kind of thrown into this mix so quickly on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. And you're under a microscope constantly.
Absolutely.
Anything you say, I've got a guy right now that follows me around the internet. Now it's cyber stalking. What he's doing to me is cyber stalking and cyber bullying, right? But he's following me around the internet and screen recording everything that I do. If I go into somebody's live and get in their box, right? And I'm having a good time with them, and it's just good chill vibes and everything, he's screen recording and waiting for the perfect moment when he can edit a certain video and then post it to get some views and try to get a few followers just to shit on me. And I'm like, what are you gaining out of this? You know, like, is your life really this miserable? You have to follow me around the internet. So, I mean, I guess whatever gets you off, have fun with it. It's like sociopathic is what it is. It is crazy.
Again, it's one of those things that comes with this kind of instant shot.
Every single minute of their existence is spent following me around the internet if I'm live. It's actually sad.
Do you know who it is behind the screen name?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah. I recently just found that out.
Yeah.
He's always done a really good job of hiding his identity, because this is not, I'm not the first creator. He's went after several big creators. And I don't think anybody's found out who he is. I just found out who he is. You put on notice. And I know this isn't going to air for a while. So it's going to be
we'll be watching. About to go down?
We'll be watching.
I'm not going to do it in a very public way, but if it has to go public, I will. But I'm tired. I'll be honest with you. I'm tired of seeing other creators get treated the way that I've been treated for the past month. Right. So if I have to take the gloves off and be the guy, I'll be the guy, because every big creator is going to stand behind me because they're all sick of it too. I'll be the guy.
A lot of people feel the way that you feel right now. I'm sure this happens. I mean, unfortunately, a lot. And so many people deal with it, and you never hear about it because they just kind of like deal with it in secrecy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and unless you watch this podcast, you're not going to know about it, you know?
Right.
But I'm not going to talk about, I'm not giving them my platform. That's the whole point of it.
No.
At the end of the day, that's what they want. They want to spread their hate to a large audience. The fact is they don't have the creative ability to grow a large audience, right? So what do? They try to pick at you until they get you to break, and you're like, fine, I'll do a response video just to, and it doesn't matter. Like, these people know what they are saying is not true. They don't care. All they care about is trying to get a response. That's all they care about. They want that platform. That's what a troll wants. They want you to respond to them. If you're in your life and you get a bunch of trolls in there, they want you to respond to them. If you don't, guess what happens? They roll. They go.
Yeah.
And the moment I talked to another creator about this the other day, he's a cowboy. He lives on a ranch and he posts videos, you know, roping cows and stuff like that and doing like farm stuff. And he said, man, he said, I get a lot of hate. He said, and I get a lot of content violations. I said, cool. I said, where do you get your content violations on? He said, my content. I said, all right, that's not what I'm like. Your normal content, like of you roping the cows. And he's like, no, it's like when I respond to these people. And I said, stop responding to them. That's what they want. The moment that you respond as a bigger creator, right? TikTok is going to look at that as like, why do I have this big creator on here that is like bashing on somebody that has a private account with 30 followers? Like, what are you trying to prove here? Right. Mm-hmm. So that's that, you know, you're never going to win in it. Let it go. Block them and move on.
Do you do? I saw you have you're on Cameo in your beacons. Mm-hmm. Please tell me that people just like ask you to say that, because like I can't get it out of my head. Your voice listen. That sentence is so good.
That's the most requested. I as soon as I get off here, I've got a Cameo I have to do, and I have laughed about it all night because when I did a video yesterday and I said, "Hey guys, you know, can I be real with you for a minute? I'm getting off the platform."
Yeah.
To set everybody up. And then I said, I'm just joking. Cameo's 20% off. Make sure you book me. Right.
Yeah.
And so somebody, he jumped on there and he said, hey, just so you know, this is for my brother, but can you say, hey, Jesse from Mission, Texas is a little bitch. You know, now you do. I was like, absolutely. I'll be all over that. Cause you know, brother's love.
Brotherly. Oh, that's funny.
I love the roast request, but you can get hemmed up with that too. I try to be very careful and make sure that like the person that I'm roasting is going to be okay with it. Right. And one day I'm going to miss the mark on it. And it's going to be to an ex-wife or something. And now I'm caught up in the middle. Like somebody wants me to roast on their newborn baby because they're like 99th percentile, you know, in weight. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. Like, well, let's talk about it. The baby is so stinking cute.
Yeah. My gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
But like, did you ever imagine that you would be on Cameo saying your little one-liner thing and people are just eating it up?
No, never in a million years. It's never. So or me, you know, sending like, you know, motivational, you know, videos to people. I'm waiting for the day that I can do a Cameo for somebody to quit their job. That is like peak.
Oh, that's a like, good one.
Let me quit your job for you. Listen, did you know?
Listen,
you're one less employee today.
Oh,
now you do.
That's
now
so
you do.
Funny.
Justin, what's a takeaway that you want your followers to hear today from you on the podcast?
Be kind. Be kind to big creators and small creators. One of the biggest things that I've tried to do ever since I started with this explosive growth, and I've always done it on my other account, but I try to do it more. Like the bigger I get, the more I try to do it every single night. I dedicate about 30 to 45 minutes and I go to the For You page and I click the live button, right? And I will scroll through all the lives on TikTok and go through and find people that follow me and I will get in their lives. Sometimes I'll get in their guest box, you know, just to show some love back to everybody else, because everybody's shown me so much love. And it's actually kind of fun. It's fun to see the reaction sometimes. Yeah. I screen record sometimes because people act like I'm like a celebrity coming in there. I'm like, no, I'm just a regular dude, right? I've got a job too. You know, I've got a dog, I've got a wife, I'm a regular person. But the reactions are pretty funny and it's a lot of fun. Be kind to everybody. If you're a big creator, be kind to smaller creators. Like don't you're not in it for yourself. We're all in it together. You know, that's the biggest takeaway I want everybody to take from it is just be kind to everybody. Like it doesn't cost anything to be kind. And jokes are jokes. Comedy is comedy. If you should look at a joke, if a comedian tells a joke, you should look at that comedian and say, did that comedian tell that joke with the intent of being hateful, or did that comedian tell that joke with the intent to make everyone laugh? It's usually not very hard to figure out the two. So there's my two takeaways.
Well, we thank you so much for sitting down with us today. You're a badass dude, man. You make us all laugh.
Thank you. And I did want to say, and I don't think I said it at the first of it, thank y'all so much for having me on. It really means a lot for y'all to be starting up a podcast and for me to be one of the first people you think about. So I may not have been your first choice, but thank you for asking me.
Hey, Dave. Thanks so much for listening today and supporting the show. Make sure you hit that subscribe button now so you never miss an upload. We're back every Monday with new episodes available wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Also, follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Social Influence Pod for the latest updates on the show and to let us know what influencers you'd like to hear from. Head over to iTunes to rate and review The Influence, a social media podcast, and we'll see you next Monday for another peek behind the upload.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. This is the motherfucking new podcast.